My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to network with rich people. Neil, who's the richest person you know?
I don't know.
How many billionaires do you know?
I don't know.
I only know two.
I don't know a ton of them.
Yeah. So how do you network with rich people? You started it first.
I don't know how I started it first.
No, I mean, you started it first between us two.
It's 'cause, how old are you?
32. How old are you?
I was about to say, it's because you're younger.
You're 33.
All right. So what most people don't realize is when you want to meet rich people, just saying, hey, you want to meet rich people and do business with them doesn't work too well, because there's a ton of other people that want to network with them. And they believe just because you know people who are rich, you're networking with them, you're going to get access to all their connections or their capital. That's not true. Just because a rich person says they're going to invest in you doesn't mean they're going to invest in you. Typically, if you want to get on their good side and you want to network with them, you either got to A, figure out what they love to do for fun, and ideally do that better than them, because if you do that better than them, they're going to want to hang out with you. Or B, you got to provide some sort of value to them. So for example, if, you know, for Eric and I, there's a lot of rich entrepreneurs who have a business but may not be the best at marketing. And Eric and I will go to a lot of people and we'll just help them with their marketing for free or give them advice. And that gets us in the door and it helps us build that connection. And then over time, you know, we may not do anything with it. In a lot of cases, we just help people because we may want to learn or we just want to help them. There's not really any ulterior motive. And we don't necessarily ask these people for money or anything like that. But the key is either have fun in common with them, because a lot of people don't care for money, and make sure whatever fun they have, you do it better than them. Or the second thing is help them out some way or another.
Yeah. The other thing too, if you're going to help these people for free, maybe they don't give you a direct benefit immediately, but maybe they might introduce you to some of their other rich friends. Sometimes it's indirect. And what I learned, just to share an anecdote, when I was at a conference in New Orleans, a Collision conference, I was in the speakers area and I met a billionaire there. He's very kind of flashy. And we started talking a little bit, ended up emailing him. And I found out what he was most interested in, which he's working on one of these websites. And he's like, yeah, let's talk about it. Right. And then that picked his interest. I mean, just to kind of piggyback on what Neil was talking about adding value to them. And then immediately we started a relationship that way. And then I was able to at least make an introduction for him. It ended up not, you know, being something we wanted to do together. But, you know, eventually what happened was we came back later and he was at a conference that I was at again. And we talked a little more. And, you know, I think that led to me making another introduction. So I was helping other people. But that's not to say that we don't now have a relationship because I helped him twice. Right. So that's just an example of how it might work. I think what I would say is help people. The caveat is you might not get something back immediately, but as long as you continue to have that mindset of helping people, not even just helping rich people, eventually it's going to come back to you. I know it's, you know, we're kind of speaking in generalities right now, but clearly it's worked for Neil. He works with high profile people. We get to work with great people too. And it's something we've done over and over and over. And even what we're doing with this podcast right now is still just helping.
The key is to just treat them like a normal person as well.
Yeah.
This is hard for so many people in which they meet someone who's famous or well-known or...
Don't fanboy them.
Yeah, or rich. And they're like, oh my God, how'd you make all this money? It's like, just treat them like a normal person. If they want something from you and you don't want to do it, say no. Just because they want something and just because they have money doesn't mean that they have to get it each and every single time. Do whatever's in your best interest. If you truly want to network with them because you see a potential friendship or you want to learn from them and you think you can help them out, cool. But if you're just trying to network with rich people just for the sake of getting to know all these rich people and just use and abuse them, it's not going to happen. They're going to see right through it.
Hey, so Neil, out of curiosity, how is it when someone treats you normal versus when someone fanboys you? So fanboying you,
I don't really have a ton of fanboys.
No, it's not true. When you speak, it's, oh my God, it's Neil. And remember that one time we spoke at that thing? There's people like literally holding their phone the whole time, Facebook Live.
I don't even remember. I haven't spoken so long that.
No, we did the event last year. Hey guys, we're going to do another event soon. But anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
In general, I don't get fanboyed a lot or anything like that. I don't think I'm well known or famous or a celebrity. I'm not. But in general, if people come up to me and they want to take a picture, cool, I'll take a picture. If they have a question, I'll answer their question. If they need help, I'll give them free help. For me, whether someone looks at me and being like, oh my God, you're Neil, which doesn't really happen, or people are like, hey, you suck at marketing, either way, I treat everyone the same. But that's just me.
It's okay, guys. Neil is being humble. Let me speak from experience here. Neil does get fanboyed sometimes, and I see it. And then so Neil's very gracious to people. But the thing is, once someone fanboys you a little bit, and it's like, oh my God, you know, I can't believe it's you, whatever. And I've seen this happen with other people too, other, you know, quote unquote influencers. They put you in a separate bucket. And so that's why if you just treat them like a normal person, then, you know, then you're basically at a different level, right? You're almost at like equal level because, you know, they're trying to read you. You're trying to read them a little bit. There's a little mystique to it, right? So I've learned to not fanboy, and I think Neil's been fanboyed quite a bit in the past. And you know, the people that treat him like a normal person, I actually see him tend to have a longer, more engaging conversation with them. So that's food for thought. Neil, do you have anything else?
Yeah. So the other day, I was flying to Seattle. I got a guy came up to me. His name is Rana. Nice guy. He was like, "Hey, it was good meeting you at LAX. It was so sudden when I looked at you. It felt like we were very old friends. I've been following you for a decade now. Normally, I'm a shy person. I just had to say hi without hesitation." He gave me some links. And he even said, "Hope you managed to jump on your flight." And he also attached a selfie image of us. Really nice guy.
Can you click on that?
You want to click on the selfie?
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Is that why you know him?
No, I don't.
So I emailed him back, and this was today because he messaged me. I was like, "It was good running into you as well. Smiley face. Hope your flight was good. Next time I'm in the UK, I'll have to hit you up." And I was sincere. I really meant that. So whether someone comes up to me that knows me or doesn't know me, I believe you should be kind to everyone, not because there could be something in it for you or not. You should just treat other people well.
Cool. So that is it for today. Treat people well. Before we go, again, just a reminder. By the way, here's the update right now. We are on track for about 870,000 downloads a month on the way to 1 million downloads. Once we hit the 1 million downloads over a 30-day period.
Is it 870? You sure?
I did it the other day. You can try it again. But
I'm logging in.
Let's
right
go
now.
With 870 for this episode. The next episode, we're going to update you again. But we're aiming for the 1 million. And once we get to 1 million, we're going to do a live event in downtown LA. I actually just did a live event for the first time in that auditorium. It was great. The turnout was awesome last night. We're going to provide food. It's going to be recorded for you. You're going to get all the cool stuff. You're going to get to hang out with Neil and I. Look, if you can't make it, it's going to be recorded. We're going to do it in Q1 or Q2 of 2019. Don't say anything right now. It's going to be for the next episode. Q1, Q2. And look, typically we charge, people are offering to pay a couple $1,000s for this event. So go to marketingschool.io/stats with an S to track our progress. Rate, review, subscribe to this podcast to share it. Once we get to that 1 million, trust me, every little bit helps. We will do the live event. So with that being said, we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.